you will receive your highest post. And that's where miracles are performed, because we exist beyond the time-space continuum. We exist beyond this normal time sequence. And as we afford ourselves the right for victory, as we afford ourselves the right to our true destiny, what we do in turn is bring forth like continuation. Now, what this means in English is we transfer our consciousness to a new beginning, to a new arrival, to a new association. Now, from there, again, the miracles occur, and the reason is we're stepping out of time. We're not waiting for time to take place. We're not waiting for the linear traveling that goes on and on, as we understand this. What we're doing is we're performing miracles in terms of allowing ourselves to elongate, allowing ourselves to expand, allowing ourselves to embody our true ascension. Now, ascension is a word and it's overplayed, but what it really means from a practical standpoint is you're assuming a position of authority. You're assuming a position of powerful intent when you allow yourself to glide into your true nature, because we exist both in the physicality and in the spiritual, and our true nature exists beyond the mind. Now, as we associate with this new timeline, as we associate with this new capacity, as we allow ourselves to elongate and ascend, we lighten up. In other words, we transfer our vibration, we transfer our frequency to our new timeline, to our new affordability, to our new capacity to serve. And what we're serving in truth is our own divine self. Now, this is very important because it needs to feel user-friendly. It needs to feel like this is something that's easy to reach. It's not something that's way out there. You don't have to go to a meditation program for 3 years and touch a Buddha's forehead. This is something that's very practical because you're serving your own higher self. So it's something that's it's tangible, it's reachable, it's affordable, as you will permit. Now, here's the crucial element to this whole deal, is that we have free will. So we have to be the ones to salute our higher self. We have to be the ones to assume that position of authority. We have to be the ones to expand and accept that justified pride. Now, justified pride is that we are willing to no longer follow the old script. The old script is duality. It's good, bad, right, or wrong. So when we think about our tallies, when we think about the judgments that we bring forth towards self and others, we're processing old material, we're processing unconscious guilt, we're processing the reason for arrival, because we have each come here in this moment in time. We have come into this incarnation to arise in power. Now, some of us are looking at displeasure in terms of situations in world events and in our economy and our personal affairs, and we arrive at displeasure. And so what they're reminding us of is we're not going to find the answers in the lower valley. We're not going to find the answers in the old format. What we're doing is we're rising to power, and that we're elongating ourselves into our new Christ body. We're elongating ourselves into our new capacity. Now, they're asking us to not to be thrown off by the terminology Christ body, because indeed we all resemble the Christ. We all resemble the aspect of self that is one with that true Christ mind, that is one with our true Christ nature. Now, if the words escape you, if you're like confused, what does this mean? I thought it was just Jesus. They're asking you to play along, because as you will permit the vibration. So the words are just words. The words are just symbols, but there's a vibrational reality that's being exposed to you of light. And as you will receive the light, as you will receive your destiny, as you will allow yourselves, dear ones, to assume a position of rightful authority, we assume your future reality. You see, we are coming to bless you with your own future self. We are coming to bless you with your own future awareness. And this is where you draw the door closed to the old shenanigans, in other words, the old claim, to allow yourselves to drift into new possibilities, for you to be the seer, for you to be the channeler, for you to be the healer, for you to be the one to create new opportunities. You do this vibrationally as you're willing to rise to power, as you're willing to accept the atonement of love, because the atonement of love, dear ones, will save the day. The atonement of love, dear ones, will bring you into your true mastery, and is when you are abiding with love, is when you are believing in the power of love, when you are believing in your whole self, that you afford yourselves the right for passage. Because as you will dream big, and as you will dream wide, and as you will dream into your expanded understanding of self, you will rise. You will rise to your destiny. And so you're not looking for the problems to be solved. all from without. You're not looking for the old ball and chain to suddenly emerge to a new vehicle, to a new understanding. You are bringing this understanding to self and recognizing your wholeness, to recognizing what is available to you in each moment. And we come to you, and we come to you in play, and we come to you in joy, and we come to you in new beginnings, because as you are willing to begin again in each moment you have opportunity to begin again, because the old energy is circulating. You feel defeated, you feel a little judgmental, whatever it is occurring. This is the old energy. This is the energy of the duality. Of I am separate from my joy, I am separate from the golden coins, I am separate from my physical health, I am separate, and the list goes on. Yes, this is a mirage. It's a mirage of separation. Now you are here to connect the dots. You are here to bring each to a higher standing, and you do this through your own awareness. You do this through your own capacity to serve the light. So in each moment, we remind you of the importance of new beginnings, because each of you are beginning anew. And we remind you that this offering of beginning anew is a signaling that you are ready. So wherever you find yourselves in the middle of your day, when you feel a little tired, when you feel a little frustrated, when you feel the emotions stirring, we ask you to pause and to take that deep holy breath, because as you will take the breath and you remind yourself to begin anew, to begin anew, to begin again, what you do is you transfer your coursework, you transfer your focus to your higher authority, your higher expansion of light, because you are tuning into your own light. You are tuning into your own light, and you are recognizing what is possible. You are recognizing that you are creating your future. You are creating the miracles. You are not waiting for a master outside of you to create the miracles, because that would be quite dependent. Yes? As soon as a master arrives, I will stay put and I will wait, and they will show up and save the day for me. Yes? So you are pretty much out of luck unless that master decides to appear and help you out. You see how this is still a disfranchised state of arrival. And so this is the old ministry. This is the old challenge. And this is a dualistic concept, is it not? That you are still separate from your good. You are separate from your Savior. You must wait. You must patiently wait to be served. So this is your entitlement. This is recognizing that it is a self-serve process, as you will take responsibility and authority. And the responsibility and authority is for your own energetic awareness, your own energetic possibilities. And we say possibilities in a strong tonality, because this is strengthening your awareness that all things are possible to one that believes. And believes in what? Believes in your true self, believes in your true nature. So when we say that you are one with the stars, that you are one with your future self, you are one with your Christ presence, we are claiming that which already exists. You are not waiting for a future date for that existence. It is here, in the here now. And you are playing. You are playing with vibration. You are playing with frequency. And you are playing with your mind stream, because your mind stream has been on the repeat button. And so you can expect more of the same, because that is what you have fed it. You have fed it well, dear. And so it is not being concerned or being frustrated if you get more of the same. It is remembering in each moment you have choice. And this is where you come to your new arrival pattern. So as we bring forth this activation and we seal it on behalf of all these choices that you are coming into agreement with in the here now. Now you say, but yes, I must leave. And then what will happen? I must go and deal with so-and-so waiting at home. And what will happen? And we say that all that is now imbued with light, because, dear ones, it is all occurring in the present moment, is it not? And so you have made choice in all of your present moments. Can we come into agreement with this? Because as you will do, you will quicken your advancement, because you will acknowledge in each moment, I have opportunity to serve the light, and you will bring forth the acknowledgement of that which you are serving in the here and now. Understand? Because what you will be doing is connecting with what indeed has already occurred. It has already occurred, and you are simply tying the knot. It is like getting a present and buying it and putting the wrapping paper on, and you are tying the bow. So remember, this is a self-serve process, and it is one where you are taking responsibility and authority for your good pleasure, for your good pleasure. It is okay to have pleasure. Some are still processing some of these vows. Yes? Can we agree upon this, that as you seek your highest advancement, as you seek the glory of God for each and all, that it is well to seek pleasure, to seek joy? This is not being out of alignment with spirituality. This is indeed recognizing that you are already one with your joy. You are already one with your whole self. You are already outside of duality. You exist. You exist to arrive again and again and again to bring forth truth, because one master is not enough. It has been proven, yes, that there will be many rising to the awareness and saying, come join me, come follow me, because I now understand who we all are. Who we all are. Can we come into agreement that we're not looking for one star? We're not looking for one high priestess, one magician. It is a commonality, yes, that we are rising, each of us, masters on one side of the veil, those on the other, on precious Mother Earth right now. We are all together coming into the agreement of who we are. And so as we do this, we offer this reminder to each. And again, remember, there is gathering in numbers. There is strength in numbers. And so, again, as you will breathe in that deep, holy breath and arise to your capability, arise to your advancement. Remember who you are. Remember, in each moment, it is a new beginning. It is a new beginning to transfer that consciousness, to transfer that vibration to your holiness, to your whole recognition of your whole self. And as you do this, you end the repeat cycle. And you bring forth new realities. You bring forth your new realities. You bring forth realities of healing, the spontaneous healing. You wonder how it occurs. This is what happens, because consciousness recognizes truth and says, I think I'll choose that if it is okay with you. I do not choose any more of suffering. I played it out. I see what's available. I think I will choose healing now. And a choice is made. So transfer that, the spontaneous remission. It's an important analogy, because see where else you could open up instead of year after year, folly after folly, open up to a new vibration and bring forth healing in the here now. And you may say, yes, but some of these other situations, they involve other members. What if someone else does not want to play along? You will be surprised. You will be surprised at what can change, what can evolve immediately in the now time, because you've come into agreement. And why is that, dear ones? You remember, dear ones, that there is no separation. So are you really waiting on another at all? Are you really waiting on another? Or is the other waiting on you to change your mind, to change the script, to no longer need there to be the one with mischievous energy, because you have risen above that paradigm? You see, when you no longer need the mirrors, when you no longer need the others to play the hardship role, then you break the cycle for all and you free. So do not worry about, well, what if someone else doesn't come along? You will find the ways. They will shift, or you will shift and depart and find another player, another partner. But you will rise in your power, and you will rise in your awareness that it all starts with the self. It all starts with the master self. So we ask, dear ones, as we seal this activation, to trust the self, to abide by those higher thoughts, those higher wisdoms. You are starting. The wheels are turning. You are receiving divine messages. And so you stop. You think, yes, maybe I will trust, and then you stop. We ask you to trust. We ask you to take that leap of faith. We ask you to take that leap of faith. If it's as simple as making the phone call, the text, whatever it may be, and then you get reminders sometimes, it's like, yes, I was receiving that higher advancement. Of course you were, because you were there. You were already there. Why wouldn't you? That is the question. Those that are learning how to recognize that intuitive awareness, why would you not be receiving that intuitive guidance? Because you are streaming in your own self. Of course you have access, each and every one of you. So practice Practice, dear ones, practice bringing in the light, practice rising to that higher vibration, practice following that intuitive guidance, practice expecting the healings, expecting the opportunities, because as you will assume all things are possible, that you are creating, you are stepping out of the linear focus, you are recognizing you are not separate from anything. How could you be? You are divine. You are the master creators. You will afford others the right to do the same. Now, this is the reason for the ample support at this time, that we are shaking the cogs, the wheels loose to help you remember, because as you will teach yourselves who you are, what you can do, what you're capable of, you bring forth that advanced opportunity to all others who still believe they must suffer. That suffering is required. Suffering is required. Maybe the next generation or the next generation will have better opportunity. When you bring forth the truth, you energetically, vibrationally offer this to another. So you see how important, how relevant, how supported you are in this lifetime, how important. It is okay to recognize your importance in your divine inheritance. You all are rich, rich in wealth, in spiritual wealth. And you say, yes, but the golden coins are necessary. The spiritual wealth can bring forth everything that is required, everything that is required. Perhaps not everything the ego would like. She has something, so I must have it as well. This is often ego. The challenge, dear ones, is to trust who you are, respond to who you are, respond to who you are. You are of the most excellent. You are the most high. You are each very worthy. Holy, holy is your name. When you speak your name sometimes, and we're about to go around the room and you're going to say your name, and the channeler, she likes to have you say it a couple times to check and recheck herself. Recognize the holiness of the name. Say this name in holy remembrance of thyself. See yourselves as holy. Recognize to be holy members. Holy members, indeed. Treat yourself with holiness. Treat yourself with respect. Treat yourself with honor. And you will recognize your true nature. Your true nature. There are holy ones in this room listening to the recording, holy indeed. And so let us, dear ones, seal this activation